For a limited time, you can get a Big Mac meal for just $8. That's a burger, fries, and a drink. They don't call it an extra value meal for nothing. Get a Big Mac meal only at McDonald's.
Price and participation may vary. Promotion pricing may be lower than meal pricing.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Spell discipline.
D-I-S-C-P-I-L-E. Or no, that's disciple.
I don't even think that was a disciple. I don't think that was anything. These people are idiots, and Nick Shirley is the one that is leading certain movements in the right-wing ecosystem to, like, root out fraud. All right, everybody, check this out. We have video footage of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu admitting on a local Israeli television station that he was waging an influence campaign on American politicians through American television in order to go to war with Iran. And basically, Trump is the one who fell for it. It is so incredibly over. We are day 190 into this war with Iran that Trump has zero control over. And I'll even do you one better. He never really had control over. I mean, right now he's vacillating between bombing them and then trying to negotiate and then threatening to destroy their entire civilization and then threatening to negotiate and bomb again. He's just going back and forth with no strategy whatsoever. But it seems like this war wasn't really something he fully wanted to get into in the first place. I mean, it was a war of his choice. He has screwed this up entirely, but Benjamin Netanyahu is the one who has been plotting for the past few decades by approaching U.S. politicians and presidents and secretaries of states trying to get this war going. Reportedly, Netanyahu presented Iran attack plan to former U.S. presidents, former Secretary of State claims. According to Kerry, Netanyahu had presented Presidents Bush, Obama, and Joe Biden with plans to attack Iran, all of whom refused before Donald Trump agreed. He has been trying to do this time and time again, and Donald Trump, he got tricked, he got manipulated. He did it on his own accord, and it's because he was cocky off of his Venezuela operation. He thought that it would go just like Venezuela, where you chop off the head, and the rest of the regime, the rest of the body just falls in line. With Venezuela, he kind of got out with, you know, not much noise, in and out. Maduro is now in jail. But with Iran, they have now held him hostage, metaphorically, ahead of the midterms. Iran learned a valuable lesson. Back in 1979, they held American diplomats hostage with the Iran hostage crisis, and they learned that you can sour an American president's reputation by creating a crisis and the American people blame it on them. That is now happening to Donald Trump, except it's the Strait of Hormuz, and all of us being hostage, held hostage with a gas nozzle to our head as prices get higher and higher. Let me show you this clip of Benjamin Netanyahu. The team over at Mockler Media actually translated this perfectly, so I just want you to listen to Benjamin Netanyahu, the translated version, and make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed below. I will be debating CJ Pearson in Nashville on September 12th. If you live in Nashville, click the link in the description below. Check this out.
Yeah, I've been dealing with this. I've been against Iran for close to 40 years. You have to recognize the danger. You have to be able to bring... It took me a long time to get our security establishment to deal with Iran itself and not just its proxies. And that's what we finally did when this unity government I mentioned was formed. And it also took a long time to get the United States to recognize it. I was able to do it because I had, I don't want to say thousands, but close to 1,000 hours on American television with the ability to influence in the United States with an intimate knowledge of all its leaders, both those who support us and those who don't, the ability to navigate this field. Without which, where are you? We're a small country that...
This is odd coming from Benjamin Netanyahu, who we know is a far-right war criminal, not only in Gaza, but the West Bank as well. But these aren't the words of an ally. He's not trying to wage a pressure campaign to give us better health care or like help us push in the right direction. He's waging an effort campaign over decades to get us to go to war with Iran because that is his wet dream. He says the United States had to come to its senses and he had to spend thousands of hours on American television lobbying American politicians. It gets even worse than this. Proof that Donald Trump has no control of this war whatsoever is this clip right here, where Trump says that it's going to come to an end very, very soon. The only problem is, this clip is from May 19th. Think about it. It's September 7th when I'm recording this. May, June, July, August, September. That is 111 days. Don't worry, I did the math. May 19th to September 7th is 111 days. And this is what Donald Trump was saying. He said he had it under control.
And this is peanuts. And I appreciate everybody putting up with it for a little while. It won't be much longer. But you're going to have, and frankly, there is so much oil out there. One of the things that is happening is these big ships are coming up to Texas, Louisiana, and Alaska, and they're loading up. But I don't even think about that. What I think about is you can't let Iran have a nuclear weapon, and they won't have a nuclear weapon, and they fully understand it.
The ships are still not getting through. This is like a gaslighting campaign. And really quickly, if anybody knows what it's like to be caught up in the headlines and inundated with a bunch of news, it's me. The notifications, the clips, they just keep coming. And when I want to tone it down and chill out, I rely on IndiCloud. This video is sponsored by IndiCloud, which is a fully legal online cannabis dispensary. I'm talking gummies, zero sugar THC sodas, extra strength sleep gummies, premium pre-rolls, all federally legal hemp THC, all lab tested and shipped discreetly straight to your door. For me, an IndiCloud THC sleep gummy with extra strength really helps me when I'm traveling and when I'm just not home for like a month. It keeps me aware and engaged as I'm falling asleep. And then the next morning, I still have a very clear head. So if you're 21 or older, go to IndiCloud.co and use code Mockler for 30% off your first order. Again, IndiCloud.co and use code Mockler. You can click it below. I appreciate you all and thank you. So Benjamin Netanyahu waged this campaign to get Trump into this war. Now Trump is trapped, being held hostage by the Iranians because he basically fell fucking face first into this war. And it's turned into such a mess that he's gaslighting, saying it's going to be over soon. This was 111 days ago, and he said, this is peanuts. Well, 18 U.S. soldiers have died since then, and he called it small potatoes just 3 days ago.
Mr. President, the vice president said yesterday that he would not describe the conflict with Iran as a war, but the U.S. resumed strikes for the first time in recent weeks. Can you explain to the American people, if this is not a war, what exactly is it?
Well, I'll tell you what, a lot of people don't call it a war. I call it a military conflict because it's small potatoes for us. It's not a big thing. We did Venezuela, and we did this. In Venezuela, we lost nobody. In this, we lost 18 people. In Vietnam, you lost 100,000 people.
If you're comparing your war to Vietnam, I'm not sure you're winning at that point. The day after this clip happened, we got news that the United States military on Saturday said its forces struck three Iranian crude oil carriers after the IRGC launched ballistic missiles towards two U.S. Navy warships. This is an ongoing war. They say that Iran has no navy, no missiles left, no military capacity. They're obliterated. Yet day after day after day, the war continues to escalate. The fresh exchange, says CNN, threatens to heighten a shipping war in and beyond the Persian Gulf as Iran seeks to prevent shipping transiting the Strait of Hormuz without its consent, and the U.S. steps up targeting of Iranian shipping. I remember a few months back when Trump did finally reach a memorandum of understanding with Iran and he signed it, and it was giving them $300 billion. I have debated conservative after conservative after conservative over the past few months that's told me that Obama's deal was awful, it was terrible. Then Trump signs this dog shit deal where he doesn't give them $1.7 billion. Like Obama was just unfreezing old Iranian assets. He gives them $300 billion new dollars. Now, it never went through, because the deal ended up falling apart. And now people are resigning en masse in the Pentagon. People are getting fired. People are basically being just shredded out of their existence, even though they're experienced. Check this out. Former U.S. Army Secretary Dan Driscoll reportedly met with Trump to inform him that the Iran war was making it impossible to achieve foreign policy goals. And Trump talked exclusively about his ballroom in response, causing Driscoll to resign, believing the admin was doomed. You don't say. I mean, Benjamin Netanyahu was able to run an influence campaign on U.S. politicians, Donald Trump, and the dumbest of politicians to get them to go to war. And then we have army secretaries having meetings with Trump, and Trump is more focused on his ballroom, his helipad, his reflecting pool. We see it in the way that he posts. It's manic. It's paranoid. He has no control over anything he's doing. And all of these idiots are just are tearing our country apart. Have you guys seen this clip of right-wing stooge Nick Shirley, the guy that went around the daycares? He did a Fortnite segment with Connor Eats Pants, a famous Fortnite YouTuber. And Nick Shirley gets asked to spell the word discipline. It's so painful to watch. Try to make it through this clip.
Spell discipline.
Discipline?
Yep.
Oh, that's a good one. D-I-S. Discipline. D-I-S-C. Oh, shit.
Did he say D-I-S-I?
Yeah.
D-I-S-I?
Got it.
No, I don't know if I do.
Keep going.
D-I-S-C-P-I-L-E. Or no, that's disciple. I think I messed that one up.
Okay. We'll knock that one.
I don't even think that was a disciple. I don't think that was anything. These people are idiots, and Nick Shirley is the one that is leading certain movements in the right-wing ecosystem to, like, root out fraud. He's knocking on daycare doors. These people are ruining our country. Back to this. Iran launches multiple waves of anti-ship cruise missiles and Shahed 136 drones from Sirik, southern Iran. This is today. Towards vessels under U.S. Navy escort in the U.S.-backed southern Omani corridor of the Strait of Hormuz. The target is a large convoy of U.S.-escorted oil tankers. Then, breaking, the Trump admin has sent a new peace proposal to Iran through mediators per a source in Tehran. The U.S. stock market futures open in less than an hour, and then Iran rejected the proposal, saying they set the conditions of any proposal, and the U.S.'s repeated violations and shifting positions makes talks impossible. I mean, both sides right now, both the Iranians and the United States, are playing negotiation games. They are both striking back and forth. This is an unjustified, unconstitutional, illegal war of U.S. aggression, and Iran is firing back. They're both, like, tricking each other. It is just a mess. Trump can't get out, and Iran has him in a headlock. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, it would mean the world if you drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all later. Peace out.
Hey, guys. Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.